But then nalarit when they're working. That's called tsaro, the pain. The bnoya bitektanim lezok lerachmona. Zaragmon says, Bramaya kim to what did you put the cases? Ramathis in the Mishnah, Bishain Ma'alom Azonis. The Mishnah that makes a difference between Kitanim and Gedolim is talking about where the father is not feeding them. And therefore only by Gedolim, when they're Meichel, then it helps. But by Kitanim, when they're not Meichel, even if you have a Veshivcho, they have no Das. Therefore, since you're not feeding them, so then the paycheck goes to themselves. Therefore, they have a right to eat. So Gemara says, Honicha, this is good, Laman Diyomar, Ein Horav Yocholay Mili Eved. That the master cannot tell his Eved, Asei Imi V'ein Ezonach, listen, I want you to work for me, even though I'm not going to feed you. Shaper, then it's good this case, since the master can't do it. So in a case where the master is not feeding his Eved V'shivcha, when they're Ketanim, since they're not Meichum, therefore the master has the right to take their paycheck, therefore it can't be Kotzatz, they have a right to eat. But Laman Diyomar, Yochol Rav Loi Miliav Lievid, that a master could say to his own Eved Kanani, Asei Yimi, listen, I want you to work for me, V'yeni Zonach, even though I won't feed you, is so Ma'ik L'meima. So then what's Pshana Mishnah? What does it say that by Avda B'Shevcho Sek Tanim, you cannot be Kotzatz? Even if you're not feeding them, so what? But still their paycheck goes to you? So since their paycheck goes to you, L'maisi, you should be able to keep it. So Mara says, true. Both the Mishnah and the Price is talking about where the master is not feeding them. If so, what's the machloek is then? Overall pligi, to ma sova yochol, or ma sovereign yochol. The machloek says, does the master have a right to tell his Zeb of a Shivcha, you have to work for me, even though I'm not feeding you? So that's what the Price says. The master has the right to make it tonight, even on Avdei Ketanim. It's talking about that even though he's not feeding him, but still he has the right to take the paycheck. That's why he gets the paycheck. For Rabbi Yechonon, Nalmar says, for Rabbi Yechonon, the contrary of Rabbi Yechonon Shita, the Yama that he says, Yochol HaRav, is Shavak Masnissim V'yavet Raisa, does he leave over the Mishnah and hold like a Bryce? And as Rabbi Yechonon himself holds, that the Eved could tell, the master could tell his Eved to work, even though I'm not feeding you. Says so, L'chur, that's not like our Mishnah, it's not like a Braisa. How come the revolver Mishnah go according to a Braisa? L'chur, the Eved should be the Mishnah. So more so, L'chur, it's a question on the sheet of Shabbat Yechonon of the holds, a master could tell his Eved to work for him, even though he's not going to feed him. So the now Mishnah, even though the Eved, B'shivcha, is Ketanim, so what? Since the master has a right to tell them to work for them, even though he's not feeding him, so then the paycheck to go to the master. So why can't he make this tonight? Zamora says, Ela rather the Kula Yalma Michel Shemayim Uwechel. The Maskonu is everybody holds taka that a poil has a right to eat by himself, Minah Shemayim. And therefore the master or the father has no right to take it away from his children. Fulay Motzi Kotzatz. And the master, the father, has no right to make this condition upon his children or upon his Zavodim. So the Gemara says, if you hold me as Shemayim Uwechel, if so, so what's Pshat then in the Braisa? Really, everybody holds both the Brites and the Mishnah holds that a prayer leads Min HaShemayim. And he can't make any conditions, really. And the master, the father, has no right to make any conditions. If so, my Kotzitz, the Yomar by Shias, like Vishtim, by Gedolim, the Pshat, is there Meichel? No, they have a right to be Meichel. But by Ketanim, they can't be Meichel. So what's the Pshat that the Bala boss, or the master, can make a condition with, like, the owner, that my kids won't eat, my younger ones won't eat, and give me the money? The parrot says, Mizoinus. We're talking about now, Mizoinus means that you made a condition, like, you'll feed your kids before they go to work. You'll fill them up, therefore they won't be able to eat when they're working. That's what you tell the Bala boss. But really, when they work, how do they have a right to eat? Just you make a seat so that you'll feed them so much before that they won't want it. So more, says, so more like he has a question, like on this chat is so, the kavos to gather the hemtoy, the same shit has to be by the behemoth also, that heaven, in other words, that you're going to feed it before it goes to work, or else while it's working, you'll have a key omer, like you had before, you'll give your animal your stuff in beforehand. So more says, like Gnosis law, like Nokos law, you should have spoken this out, it's not Mashmo, this would be the pshat. Therefore the Gemara says, Ela rather broken this look, the Machoikas and the Mishnah, the Price is like this, Tomas over Mishalo Yuoichel, or Mas over Mishal Shemayim Uoichel. The Ram Chor, you have to say is, that the time of the Price told Mishalo Yuoichel. And therefore, he's allowed to make a Tanaya condition on his younger ones. Rav Yechner Rashi says, Ben Kishmal Mazoinis, the Ben Shein Mal Mazoinis. Or Baplok to Mukla Mal Mazoinis. At that time, Machlek Rabbi Yechner, the old Eved, a master can make his Eved work even without feeding him. That's the type of Machlekis. But the Tana, the Mishnah holds that Mishlo Yeroichel. So that's why, therefore you could make a Tanai. But Tana Didan, but Tana Val Mishnah that says, on Benoi Ketanim, on Eved Kotan, he can't make any condition, because our Mishnah holds Mishal Shemayim Yeroichel, Rashi says. The Fil Malom Mazoinis Namai Lemotikites. Even though you're feeding him, but Lemais is still Minash Shemayim, it's his chus, you have no right to take away his chus. So therefore the Mishnah says, by Ketanim, since they're not Meichel, you have no right to take away their chus. The kids, that's the Machlokes, it's the Machlokes Mishnah. And the Braisa, if we say a pearl eats Minash Shemayim, or does he eat Mishaloi? Now the Mishnah says, we had before, that the poil can make a tonight with the owner that he won't eat, or his wife or his children won't eat, and instead he wants to get extra pay. And same thing are they ishtoi, because they have daf their moichel. This is the Mishnah that holds again that minas shemayim moichel. Therefore, he cannot make any tanai upon his younger children. They're not moichel. The paycheck is not there, not the father's, because it's minas shemayim. For lo yaidei abdu v'shichos yaktanim, and not when you have a younger ever v'shivcha, the same thing. Because since it's minas shemayim, you don't have a right to take it away from them. For lo yaidei behemtoi, and you can't make a tanai that your behemah should work without you feeding him. For they shame behem daf, because they don't have any daf to be moichel. Therefore, since it's minas shemayim moichel, they have a right to eat. Now the Mishnah says, "Hasecher, like we have before also, Hasecher es hapoel es hapoelim. If you hire workers, laf has been netrovai to work on your netrovai shaloi harayel lo yilalo yirkel. They're not allowed to eat. Him lo yadimot, he did not notify them before, so it's like a make a toys. Therefore, poydim amachilum. We tell the balabas to be poydim the gedusha of the payers onto money. Let the workers eat from it. The same thing is pasul egulov. Again, you have these cakes of dates that separated." And you need workers to put them together again. Whereas Nespatchuk of Yosef, the barrel of wine opened up. Hare el lo yechlu. Since Lamaisa was hooked for Lamaisa, they're not allowed to eat from it now. In lo yadim, let's say the Balabas did not notify them about this. So again, it looks like a mecha toys. Therefore, Maisa, the Balabas has to take off from us the Maisa, so Machilin, and have to let the Poilim eat from the dates or from the drink the wine. Now, Shoimrei Peiris, let's say you're not a worker in the field. You're only a Shoimer. You're a watchman. You're watching the Peiris. A worker is oichlin mihukas medina abloy minatayra. Midiraisa, since you're not a poil, you're not a worker, you have no right to eat. It's only a hilkas medina, a midirabonin, that you're allowed to eat mishon de minigam akim. So Gemara says like this. Shemre peirais, what's the pshan the Mishnah if you're watching Paris, you're allowed to eat mihukas medina? Omar Rav, so Rav says, lo shonuele shemre ginois or padesim. We're talking about if you're a watcher of a field or an orchard. If you're watching the gitois, that means wine, like after it was ready picked, after the grapes are picked off, you made it into wine. We also have remus, that's a bundle of tefuah, after it was picked off ready, cut off ready. The kids, if you're watching something that's tolish, then oichle menatera, Rav holds, then the poil, this watcher, is allowed to eat midiraisa. Why? Because kasav, Rav holds, misham ekoisa maisadami. So if you're misham, if you're watching, it's called like you're doing an action. So it's called like a prayer that's working, you're allowed to eat midiraisa. So the chiddush in the Mishnah of Hilchos Medina is if you're watching a paradise, an orchard, there since it's mechuba lekaka, there you midiraisa you can't eat, because you can only eat pishash at picking off the fruit, therefore it's not in Hilchos Medina. However, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, lo shonu el shor megitus raremis. No, that we say Hilchos Medina, is only talking about if you're watching the vats of wine or the raremis, bundles of tzura. Avol Shemre Ginos of Pardesim, if you're watching an orchard, something that's growing, Eino Meichlam, Leiminatar, Leiminuchas Medina. Shmuel holds, you can't even eat from Midrabanan, because you're not working on the Gemar Malacha, therefore you can't eat. Kisava, why? Because Shmuel holds, Mishamer, Lav, Kaisam, Isadami. That you're a Mishamer, you're watching it, it's not called like you're doing a Maisa, you can't eat from it. Zumar says, Mosiv Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. He asked the question. It says, there's such a locha, Hamishamer es haporah. Somebody that's watching the Paraduma, from the shashchit until they burn it, so lacha is matama megodim. His begodim, not only is he tummy, he has to go to the mikvah, but even his begodim is also tummy, he has to put them into the mikvah. Now, v'yamer, the thing you tell me, mishamer, the lacha of a shomer when you're watching something, laugh, koisa, maisa domi, we don't like shmuel. It's not cool like you're doing an action. If so, am I matama begodim? Why is this person that's watching the paraduma, why is he tummy? True, the locher is whoever's oisig, whoever's working with the paradoma, the paradoma becomes tummy. But here you're only a mishami, not working with it, so why do you become tummy? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barulog, Zera Shemi Yaz is Boreva. True, it's only with the Rabbanon, like Shmuel, because the Shema really is not like the oisig myself. Here it's only the Rabbanon, with Zera, maybe you come to move the paradoma, that's why you're tummy. Now the Gemara says, Master Rav Kana. It says, Aloha ha-mishamer abo-vechomish maksoyis. If you're a shame, you're a watcher over four or five different fields of cucumbers that belong to four or five different people. So the Aloha is, ha-reizeh la-yamalek risah me-yechum him. You're not allowed to just watch her fill himself up, like eat from it, eat the cucumbers from one field, throw yourself up from one field. Ela rather, mikol echad v'yechad oichel afi cheshbem. Like you have to fill yourself up one-fifth from each one of these fields. That's the Aloha. Now, v'yamer, if you're going to tell me, mishamer, lavkom, oisa, maisa, domi, if you tell me like Shmuel, that if you're a watchman, it's not called like you're doing any action, not working in the cucumbers. So if so, am I oichel? Why can he eat altogether? And half a minute is, these cucumbers are attached, are still growing. So Shmuel says, by padesis, if you're shema padesh, you can't eat at all. Not even Hilchas Medina. See, if you're only a shamer of the makshoyas, of the cucumber fields, why can you eat at all? You're not a nice maisa, and it's mechub lekarkam, you can't eat at all according to Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Biyakurin Shonu. We're talking about here that these cucumbers were uprooted. It's not mechub lekarkam, that's why according to Shmuel you can eat it, akopon mehilchas Medina. So Gemara says, Akurin, if they're uprooted already, so v'hala nigmur malachta la maisa. And so these cucumbers are mechuyev maisa, and the poil can't eat from it, even with the rabbanon. So Gemara says the case is shele nitlei pikus shelehim. We're talking about like the flower, the perach, was not taken off from it yet. So therefore, even though they picked off these cucumbers, but not hooked for the maisa, they're from Hilchas Medina, a poil could eat from it, and therefore that's the chiddush here. It should not fill himself up in one field, but rather equally from all five fields. Now Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says kavos de Shmuel mistav. I have a svar like Shmuel. That a shomer, if you're watching a field, it's not koisa maisa domi. That's not we learned. We had before the elu oichlu minat Torah. These are the workmen that's allowed to eat fruit from minat midiraisa. Koisa be mechub lekaka. If you're working something that's mechub lekaka, b'shas gemar malocha. If you're working, gemar malocha means you're working now, pulling off the fruits off the tree. Uve tolish, the same thing. If you're working on peris already pulled off already, to gather them together. Now mechlal is a proof. The ikud loyko achol minat Torah. There are certain workers that do not eat midiraisam. Elo miyuchas medina only midirabanan. Now Amos said, what does the say for the Mishnah before say? The elu sheina moichlim. These are the workers that cannot eat. Now my eina moichlim. What does it mean they cannot eat? Even if you want to tell me sheina moichlim minat Torah, they cannot eat midiraisam. Elo miyuchas medina only midirabanan. High nereisha. That's the ratio that there are such workers that could only eat midirabanan. Elolav isn't the case of the Sefer, Shein Oichlem Loim Minatur of Loim Yilchus Medina. There's such a workman that they cannot eat at all, not Midirabana, not Midiraisa. Oh, my Niyu, what kind of person is this? Because the case is, Oise be Mechuba Lekakam, Vishor Shein Gemay Malacha. If you're a worker in a Mechuba Lekakam, you're working on the trees, but not Vishas Gemay Malacha, which means you're only pruning the tree, you're pulling off the bad apples in order that the good ones should grow, but you're not working now by Gemar Malacha, pulling off the apples to take them home. If such a person cannot eat not midiraisa, not midirabanan. If so, the kol shechein shoim reginus opadesais. For sure, if you're only a watchman, if you're only watching the orchard, you're not even working on the trees at all, for sure you cannot eat not midiraisa, not midirabanan. So that's a proof to Shmuel that if you're watching a paradise, you cannot eat at all. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? You could eat Miuchas Medina. That's only when you're watching something that's tolish, that's already picked off. And it's only Midirabonin, because the Svari is a shame. If you're only watching it, it's not called Koisa Maisa Dami. Now the Mishnah says, Arbo Shemim Heim. There are four different type of shomrim. There's a shomachim if you're watching something without pay. Fi hasheril if you borrow something. Noisei soch if you get paid to watch. Fi hasechin if you rent. Now what's the halacha? Shomachim if you're a watchman and you do not get paid. Nishpalakel, you have right to swear if something happened, a gneva ve'aveda, and your potter, a shomachim is only chayiv if he himself was pasheya. As long as not his pshia, not his negligence, he's potter. Fi hashoil, if you borrow something to use, a loch is mishalem alakel, a shomachim is chayiv even on einsin. Therefore, he has to pay everything. The only time he's potter if it's mace, machmas malacha. While you're using it, the normal use, it dies, then you're potter. But for everything else, the shoyel is chayiv. Now, v'noisei socher, v'hasocher, if you're paid to watch, or else if you're renting the animal, so you have the same halacha, our mission holds, that the halacha that nishboyim al hashvura, v'al hashvura,